The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sabina Miller, who is from Great Neck, a neighbor
yes,
and
am.
A friend.
Oh, good.
You got a little nervous there, I was going to say.
Yes.
And before we get to our first guest, who is Kelly Damiani, who is the pharmacy manager actually in the Rite Aid in Great Neck, which is very coincidental. We're all in Great Neck here today. I just want to bring to everybody's attention basically what Project Independence is. And Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative in the town of North Hempstead. And under Supervisor Bosworth and Commissioner Galanti, Project Independence provides services to which are designed to help seniors stay at home. Actually, we have transportation to and from medical and pharmacy visits. So a person needing to come and pick up prescriptions would come to Kelly, but they call on a certain day of the week. The cab is for free. Sometimes it's pay one way. They have a social work service, medical service, help in the home for minor repairs. The important thing about Project Independence, call 311 anytime, and they will direct you to what you need. And in the town of North Hempstead, you know, it's a blue ribbon or a gold ribbon or some ribbon from the AARP because we get it done. In the town, it's the model throughout the country. Sabina, you have a
I just want to tell you one story. I drive. I'm very independent. I'm very old. I'm in Project Independence. And I had an appointment with my orthopedic doctor for my back, and I was going to drive myself, and there was snow the day before, and it melted, and it was icy. It was really bad out. And I said, don't be a fool. Call, you know, I called 311, said I need a car for the doctor. And I believe at that time, there was certainly a reduction in the fare.
Mm-hmm.
I came out. He helped me. There were snowbanks. He opened the door. He helped me into the car. He took me up in front of the doctor's office, which was on Plan Dome Road. He found a place to park, helped me to the sidewalk. I said to him how much. He said $3.
I
was embarrassed. I was going to give that as a tip.
Right.
But it was, I thought, why would I think of driving in this weather, finding a parking spot, falling? And I guess it's the luck of the draw, but the driver was very courteous.
No, that's not the luck of the draw. Everything is monitored. Everything is watched. If there's a complaint coming about a driver, that company would be dropped from service. So maybe you're not going to get everybody who's as touchy-feely, but everybody is courteous and polite. So that's a great kudos for the program.
And,
it's tremendous.
And when you're older, it's good for your head to not have the strain of driving.
Oh, I agree, especially in the winter months.
Yeah.
Talking about stress, we're going to go to Kelly now. Kelly is the pharmacy manager at the Rite Aid in Great Neck. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
And we were talking before we went on air, and you do so many different things, both in the community and for Rite Aid. But I want to start with one specific, which I thought was a tremendous thing, which is your one-trip refill program.
Absolutely.
Which I've never heard of, and I'd like you to explain that. I mean, first of all, tell us what you do at Rite Aid.
Sure. So I am recently moved over to the Rite Aid in Great Neck. I'm the pharmacy manager there, which means I help to manage the whole team that's there within our pharmacy that's there to serve you as a community. The one-trip refill is a new program we've actually just started to roll out within the company. And basically what will happen is you can come in, and with your pharmacist, you'll pick a date that works for you so that you can come in just once per month and get all of your refills on one day.
Wow.
So it may take a little work the first month. You know, we may have to give you 15 days of one and a week of another so that everything evens out. But if you like the 15th of the month, we'll work it out so that every month you just come in on the 15th and all of your prescriptions are there and ready for you. You'll even get a courtesy phone call the week before just to make sure that everything is still, you know, copacetic and you want to continue to take it so that, you know, you'll get, if you need to make any changes, you can enter those options. Or if everything's the same, you'll just show up and everything's ready for you.
I can tell you that is going to be a godsend for seniors because, you know, you go to the doctor 3 years ago, okay, you got one pill. You don't go back on the exact same day of the week or month for your next visit.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're adding a pill. And by the time you're really old, okay, as you say, you have two of these pills left, so you have to go have a refill. But you have 11 of those, and you just got that other one refilled, and it seems like you don't need a life. You just have to run back
sure.
and forth.
I mean, we like to see everybody, but we want to see you for, yes, for good reasons,
yes,
too.
Well, that's also tremendous for both caregivers and adult children, because you'll go and pick up your prescriptions for your mother or your father, and but if you go in 6 days in a month or seven, it's very easy to forget one.
Sure.
They're not paying attention. They're taking this clump of pills once or twice a day. They're not paying attention whether it's seven or six. This way, when you go, I think that's tremendous. You go, you have the name of the patient, and here's your one to however many pills you're getting.
Absolutely. And if you're a little bit more tech savvy, we also can do text messaging, email, or phone calls when your prescriptions are ready. So you know the moment that your prescription is ready, that your prescription's here for you. Or if there's an issue, it'll let you know by text, phone call, or email and say, hey, your prescription's too soon until this date. You know, that way you don't make the trip for no reason, too.
Actually, I do have a question. I just said caregiver and adult children. Do they have to have permission? Because I've never picked up pills for somebody. Can I pick up pills for somebody and say, I'm picking up Sabina's medication?
You can. We will ask you for some identifying
okay.
information
okay.
for them to make sure that you are, you know, picking up for the correct person. We ask for a birth date for every person that comes to pick in, just
okay.
to help to
okay.
verify that the right person is getting the right thing.
Right, because that would be important. And also, let's continue on the pills for a bit. Sabina had a question in reference to
yes, which
guzzling is, your pills.
Yes. Well, you know, you reach, when you're young, maybe you take an aspirin now and then because you drank too much or the kids acted up or whatever happens. Or your prescription wasn't ready, you know. As you get older, the doctors, I think it's a hobby, they keep adding pills. Now, my thing is, I have one pill that I have to take on an empty stomach,
sure.
nothing to eat before, and, you know, I don't know how long after before you can eat. So I get up early, I take one pill, and then wait an hour, and then I take everything else. I'm now in a position where I have two pills that I have to take on an empty stomach. In fact, I have the prescription a week, and I haven't taken it. Because it has to be taken on an empty stomach.
Because you have to stop eating? Come on, Sabina. Just give
no.
it a break.
No, I don't know if I take the first pill and wait an hour. Was the first pill eating or not? And then I have to wait an hour after the first pill.
Sure. Well, that's a big concern for a lot of people. There's quite a few medications that you need to take on an empty stomach. So rule of thumb is 2 hours after eating is an empty stomach, and you want to wait at least an hour after taking the medication. So that way, if you need to take it in the afternoon and you ate lunch at noon, at 2 p.m., you would be considered an empty stomach. You could take that medication as long as you're not going to eat again until at least 3 p.m.
Well, I'm not going to look like an empty stomach, but I'm going to be considered. Okay.
That's good. Two and one.
That
is a question that people,
sure,
it's
of
like
course.
Swimming after eating, but it's the truth. So it's 2 hours after you finished your meal, take your pill. I mean, it's approximate, which is fine.
Exactly.
And then wait 1 hour before you start eating something else, which would slow down. That's because it's time released, I'm assuming, and it'll slow it
there
down.
There are different reasons. It can change the way your body absorbs the medication. But more importantly, regardless, like you said, you haven't taken it for 10 days after getting it. You know
That's
you're not
right.
getting an effect by not taking it. So
yes.
we do want to figure out a way
but
that you can take the medication.
I didn't know what to do. And so I said, okay, tomorrow I'll find out. And then I thought, oh, good, you're going to be here today. I thought that 3 days ago. So I can wait
Absolutely.
And ask you.
And we're always around to answer questions.
All right. Then I have another question about medication. That all aside, a lot of senior citizens, how do I know this? Because I'm a senior citizen and I talk to others. They take Ambien or something for sleep. Now, if you have a pill you take at night, is the thing you have to wait 2 hours before you take the Ambien, or does it not matter?
Well, Ambien actually happens to be one of the ones that works best if you do have some food. So it's not a problem as far as that. But what I would say is, you know, just be careful with things like Ambien, just because we can get most concerned about things like tripping and falling, especially when you're, you know, you are very drowsy from taking it. So it is one of those things we tend to monitor for, and we like to make sure when you're taking it that we've at least had some counseling with you to let you know, to keep those things in mind.
See, I find that if I take Ambien, and I do tend to take a half because I don't want to be totally out, I find that if I take a half and walk around, it almost doesn't work. If I lie down quietly in bed and stay still, you know, it seems to work. So I'm not, I don't think I fall in the tripping and falling, you know, unless
that's
it's great. On the
that's
way back to
bed. That's what
we
want to hear.
But you know what that leads us to is a program, another program that Kelly has over there, which is basically going on with you two right now, is counseling.
Absolutely.
Because you don't just have to pick up your pill and go home and sit there saying, what am I supposed to do? I have two. Is it in an hour? Is it 2 hours? You have, is it private? I mean, people can ask you questions
sure.
and you'll discuss everything.
So in our store, we actually have a counseling room
okay.
where we can shut the door. So you can talk to us in complete privacy. Anything you say by law is private with us.
See, I didn't know that. And I think that most seniors feel a little intimidated about taking up the pharmacist's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably when I leave, he's going to say, oh, she's such a pain in the neck. She has questions, you know, or doesn't she know I have other work to do?
We certainly have a lot to do throughout the day, and that's why, you know, we are more than happy to stop and answer questions
oh,
for anybody.
I think Sabina's nervous. She'll have her picture someplace and
everything. Not
oh, yeah,
at
here
all.
She comes.
Not at all.
Well, I'm going to draw a mustache and beard on it. So.
No, but that's an important service.
It certainly is.
Because especially, not even for seniors, anybody who's taken a second medication, but the first one came from one doctor. And which does happen, and then you go, say, for your back,
yeah.
which is different than your GP, and so therefore it's like he gives you a pill for the back. The pharmacy would say, do these guys know what's going on? This is a pretty potentially strong combination
yeah.
to be putting
sure.
together.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. That's one of the main reasons why we prefer that if, you know, you may have a plethora of doctors that you need to go to, the specialists, your primary and everything.
Oh, yes.
But if
yes.
you keep everything at one pharmacy, we're able to really get a complete picture for you. And that's how we can help you to manage your medications the best. So by staying within one store, I'll have a comprehensive list for you. And you can even stop and say, hey, is this multivitamin good for me? Or does this have a problem with what I'm taking? Because I'll have a list of everything that you're getting there, and we can go over it one by one if you need. I've made charts and graphs and everything. Whatever helps people to understand their medication best so that they're taking it to their best advantage, that's what we really want to see.
And I hate to ask this, but I know everybody's wondering, are prescriptions comparatively the same price at whether you buy it in a chain store, drugstore, or a private drugstore, or would there be a major difference
so
in price?
For the most part, if you have insurance, your insurance is going to charge you the same thing just about wherever you go. There may be some minor variations, but for the most part, it does tend to be pretty even across the board.
Well, there's a copay
sure.
with the insurance. Yeah. So your copay is it's basically in the same neighborhood, and if you're going to a pharmacy, why not go to one where you can do half your grocery shopping?
Exactly. So. That does right. convenience is a major factor.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know what I think also today, so much is transparent that you're not going to go to Rite Aid and pay $50
yeah.
when you could go down the block and pay $5.
You're
absolutely.
Right.
Just
you're
conversation.
Right.
Like you'll turn around and say, oh my God, my pill cost me $50. I'll say, that's funny. I got the same one, Sabina. I paid $5. People are going down the block. So $5 versus $6 is a different situation. But I would venture to guess that most nowadays, maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago was
right.
a different story.
Exactly.
Today, you know, all the ads, everybody knows what everybody's charging. Actually, I have two questions we're going to go into, but we're going to do it after the break because time here is almost running out. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. We're with Kelly, who's the pharmacy manager of the Rite Aid in Great Neck, but she's talking about Rite Aids in general. And helping seniors in general, no matter what store you go to. The information she's given us is pertinent. We'll be right back, and of course, we're here with Sabina also this morning.